Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the Giants and Steelers. Can you get more of a traditional NFL matchup? An AFC team, an NFC team, the ownership is kind of latched together. They both go back a very long way. Great Super Bowl tradition. It should be a fantastic game on Sunday. Now, both teams have a lot of injuries going into Sunday. Good news for the Giants. It looks like they're going to get Kenny Phillips back. Keep an eye on the injury report. We'll see what happens. Other guys for the Giants, Ahmad Bradshaw hasn't practiced every day this week. He's expected to go. Akeem Nicks is getting healthier. It doesn't look too good for Bear Pasco. We'll see about Rocky Bernard. We'll see about the other guys in the Giants injury list. Stay tuned to Giants.com. And, of course, on game day, check it out, the injury report. See who's going to go for Big Blue. As for the Steelers, the big question is their running back position. Which one of these guys is going to play? Jonathan Dwyer, Redmond, and, of course, Rashard Mendenhall with the Achilles. All three of those guys have injury issues. Which guy's going to play? All of them? None of them? One of them? We really don't know yet. So make sure you stay tuned on Sunday. All three will probably be a game-time decision. We will see what happens. But it's probably going to be one of those games where whichever team makes the fewest mistakes is going to win. Two great quarterbacks from the same draft class, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger. It should be a ton of fun. And, of course, on the game on Sunday, it's Military Appreciation Day. We'll honor the military. And, of course, we'll try to give back to help the people that were victimized so terribly by Hurricane Sandy this past week. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Plenty more coming up on today's show. We will hear from Martellus Bennett in a one-on-one with Nina Marks. Kevin Gilbride will join us, as will Perry Fuel. And, of course, we'll get the take of Paul Dottino. But first, it's time for yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSENG. With it, Nina Marks and Michael Eisen. Guys, take it away.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
By the way, I just want to mention how festive we are.
Yes, matching colors today. We didn't plan this.
Here we go. This is James in
Piscataway.
Thank you for helping me out there. Did the hurricane have any effect on the Giants' preparation this week?
Well, in the big picture, probably no. They're getting all their work done. They push things back a little bit, but obviously, it has the effect that it's on everybody's mind, the devastation that has occurred in New Jersey. Probably three-quarters of the players are without power. So in that respect, it's affecting them. But as Coach Coughlin said yesterday, the NFL waits for nothing and nobody, and they've got to get ready to play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pretty interesting note. This isn't an NFC East opponent where they're very familiar. This is a team they haven't played, in 4 years. So film study is crucial. And with a lot of these guys without power, Michael, they're having to watch film on their computers as long as their computer power lasts at home.
Yeah, they uploaded the games, the Steelers tapes on their computers. They've had the opportunity either to come here and watch those tapes or, as you said, power up and do it at home for as long as they can. But they will get all their work done, believe me. There'll be no lack of preparation for this game.
Here's Albie in Brooklyn wants to know, can the Giants really move Stevie Brown as a starter even if Kenny Phillips is healthy? Stevie Brown's been great.
Stevie Brown has been terrific. He's the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, but it's kind of unusual that everyone's so worried about if Kenny Phillips comes back, that means Stevie Brown's not going to play. The Giants have played three safeties regularly for a lot of years. I mean, Deion Grant, when Deion Grant was here with Kenny Phillips and Antrell Roll, they all played. And when Kenny Phillips comes back, hopefully this week, and if everyone's healthy, they'll all play. And I don't think it really matters who's starting. They'll all be on the field.
Actually called it the Ghidra package. Remember Godzilla?
Yes.
Ghidra as that three-headed monster?
Yes, we can have that
maybe
again.
Maybe we'll see the Ghidra
package.
Come
up with a new name, though. Please.
What's, you don't like my name. This is William in Clifton wants to know, what's wrong with the Giants' passing offense and defense the past two games, Michael?
Yeah, it really hasn't been as good as it was earlier in the year. I think last week in Dallas with the defense, a lot of it had to do with the fact that the Giants went up 23-0 and the Cowboys had a pass to get back in the game. But you still should not give up 415 passing yards as the Giants did. Offensively, we're just not seeing the separation from the receivers. The receivers don't have the same separation from the defensive backs they had earlier in the year. Two of the last three games, they've passed for under 200 yards, which is very uncharacteristic of them. Eli really, I think, doesn't have the same room to throw that he had earlier in the year. I think the receivers have to do a better job of getting away from the defensive backs.
He's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. This has been Eisen's Mailbag. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, we've survived the hurricane. How are you? And how's the team reacting to this unique event?
I think everybody's doing pretty well, John, myself included, and I guess you're doing well, too?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's always good to hear. Hope the same for you folks out there in computer land. I got to tell you something, though. The Giants have really turned this into a positive because, John, with about 80% of the team out of power at home, the guys have had to spend more time at the facility. It's been used as a team bonding experience because, let's face it, they're just spending more time watching film together, and that's a good thing. And so they're charging all their laptops and all their batteries and flashlights and everything else. Bottom line is the Giants are ready for this game.
You spend a lot of time in computer land, Paul?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time somewhere else, too. Anyway, the big centerpiece of that Steeler offense is Ben Roethlisberger, and Perry Fuel knows that he's a handful.
Big Ben is truly Big Ben. You know, he has a nice little move that he makes on guys. When you try to wrap him, he tries to throw you off, or he does throw you off. So we've got to do a great job of wrap tackling. We've got to do a great job of driving our feet, when we get a hold of him and can tackle him. But he's been a problem for everybody in this league for a number of years, and he's an outstanding quarterback, as you well know.
Hey, Paul, and the thing about Roethlisberger is he can do it with his arm. He can keep plays alive with his legs. He's a big guy. He can shrug off defensive linemen, and they're protecting him a lot better. Shorter passes, he's getting the ball out a lot quicker this year.
Yeah, and John, the thing that you just said a second ago about hanging on him, that's the thing that really impresses me about Big Ben. You know, he reminds me a lot of Dante Culpepper of the Vikings years ago when Michael Strahan used to say, "Hey, Paulie, he's bigger than me." Well, you know what? Big Ben is a big guy. And what happens is guys will get to him. They'll think they got him wrapped up for a sack. Even a second guy will get to him. And Ben, with his strength, will be able to ward off the defender and still complete the pass. That's what makes him so dangerous.
And he has a lot of weapons to throw the football to. You have Heath Miller, the sure-handed tight end, who has zero drops this year and six touchdowns. But an even bigger threat are his two big, strong, powerful, and fast wide receivers. Ontrell Roll is one of the guys that's going to have to stop them.
I think they have an excellent tandem at receiver. Those guys are shifty. Those guys are extremely fast, probably the fastest group that we're going to face. And, they have Ben Roethlisberger throwing the ball. So, they have Todd Haley on offense. You know, I was with Todd at Arizona. So, Todd has a brilliant offensive mind. So, he's going to mix things up and try his best to beat the coverages.
And, Paul, in the past, these guys have been big, down-the-field type of threats. But that's not really in their passing game this year, is it?
No, they only take occasional shots. They have taken, I think, 15 shots down the middle of the field, which is like top two or three in the league. But they're not really doing that as a habit. It's mostly the short stuff, John, especially to the wings, and they're getting a lot of yak yardage. And that's how Ben is putting up some good numbers.
And, of course, they have their three-headed running back attack. Who knows who's going to be healthy in terms of going to play? Dwyer, Redmond, Mendenhall, throwing Batch. Rainey's the fast guy. He does kick. So we'll see what happens. But they have had two individual 100-yard rushers in their last two games, so they can run it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, they still can get it done. When they are running the ball, though, here's what they want to do, John. They want to run the ball up the middle. And even though they're averaging less than 3 3 yards a carry up the middle. They do that early in the down count to try to set up defensive players so that they're leaning in, trying to stuff that run inside, and then they get hit with that short pass to the outside.
They're actually one of the worst first down teams in the league.
Yes,
one of the best third down teams in the league.
52%, I think, John.
Which is very interesting. And something like 58% of their first down plays go for less than 4 yards.
Right.
So it's a very interesting dichotomy. Now, their defense is good as well. They have a very good scheme that really belongs to Dick LeBeau, their longtime defensive coordinator. He knows what he's doing. They have the number one ranked pass defense, and Victor Cruz knows moving the ball and scoring against them is going to be tough.
Their ability to mix it up. They got a lot of different blitzes, a lot of different schemes, a lot of different packages that they like to put in there and really affect the quarterback in certain ways. So it's going to be exciting for us to face that challenge, and we understand it's a big challenge for us. And you know, they're going to be physical as well. So we just got to be able to battle through that and be able to make some plays.
Paul, they run a lot of those fire zone blitzes. They can blitz on any down from anywhere. They're very dangerous. They can get to the quarterback, and they can cover pretty well.
Well, yeah, and especially now since Harrison's back. You know, he missed the first several games because he had that leg problem, and now he's in the four games back. He's only got one sack, but don't let that fool you. He's still a big problem, and he still chases people around, and then other people make the plays. The thing about it is you got to be really sharp on your hot reads. Because with that zone blitz you mentioned and the fact that they can come from any side and they can even send safeties, your receivers need to be on par with your quarterback because that's the only way you're going to be able to beat them in the passing game.
And Troy Polamalu, the veteran safety, he's not going to play in this game. Ryan Clark had a concussion last week, so the Steelers could be a little shorthanded in that defensive backfield. They not only have a good scheme, they also have a ton of experience. 7 players on their defense, 30 years or older. And offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride says they certainly take advantage of it.
It allows them to have a lot more flexibility, and they're able to be adapting, you know, from week to week based upon your protection schemes. And so there's no question that they've utilized the cumulative intelligence that they have over the football intelligence. They do a nice job.
So, Paul, you heard from Kevin Gilbride there. They use their smarts on defense to try to trick you, get you to turn the ball over. But so far this year, only 7 takeaways and 3 interceptions.
Yeah, which is right down near the bottom of the league, John. I mean, it's truly incredible for a team that has so many high defensive numbers in terms of they're not giving up a lot of yardage. They're not creating big plays and turning people over. How do you figure that?
2nd worst in the league.
It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But, you know, that's the reason why they've got 3 losses. Okay? You know, because they're not making the big play and stopping people from getting in the end zone when they get down there. And so I think it's a 44% third down conversion rate that they're allowing, which is like bottom 5 or 6 in the league. That's another reason why you can beat them.
They're also in the bottom third of the league in terms of sacks, too. Another reason they might not be able to force so many turnovers. Paul will be back later in the show for his keys to the game. But first, let's go inside the locker room, where when Anita Marks had a chance to catch up with Giants tight end Martellus Bennett.
John, thanks so much. Anita Marks here with your Giants insider talking to tight end Martellus Bennett. And what a great victory coming off beating the Dallas Cowboys at home. This team now sitting 6-2 and looking mighty good.
Yeah, it's great to go. Anytime you go down to Dallas and get a victory, I guess they're a good team. And it was a close game. It was an exciting one. But we're just happy that we came out with a W.
What was it like for you on the sideline watching, of course, that Dez Bryant catch? He came down. Fortunately, his hand was out of bounds. But were you kind of, it was a little nerve-wracking on the sideline?
Yeah, I mean, you always, in that situation, you want more time on the clock. Because if we look at the clock, there wouldn't be that much time for us to really make some, have a chance to come back. So it was really, everyone was a little nervous. But when it came back that his hand hit the ground first, that we pretty much knew that our defense would come through for us.
Game over and Giants win. Now you guys come back to New York, unfortunately, dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. I know that you and Kevin Booth have been getting quite chummy because you have no electricity. You're now staying with him. But has this affected this team at all in regard to preparation for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Not preparation-wise. The guys are doing whatever they can to get to work and get up. This is probably the bright spot in everybody's day. You get the wife is stuck at home in the dark, and we get light and good food and a little heat and electricity here. So some guys are staying here a little bit longer than normal.
We'll talk about your matchup. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number one, their defense, number one against the pass. Your biggest, I guess, competition all season long, them coming here to MetLife Stadium?
I think it's gonna be it'll be a tough matchup. I think they do a lot of things well. They're a real physical defense on every part of their defense. From their DBs are physical, which is something you don't really see too often. Usually, someone has one or two good DBs. They're physical, but their whole team is a physical one. So it'll be. And just see who's going to be more physical this weekend. It'll be a good blue-collar football game.
Now, no Troy Polamalu. He's been ruled out for the game on Sunday. What does that do for their defense? Because he's definitely their leader, right?
Yeah, I think they have a few. They have a lot of guys that have been playing 10 and 11 years and 8 years. So they have a lot of leaders on that team. And I think they've been doing well without him. You know, I don't know how many games he played this year, but I know he hasn't been out there as much as they would like. But they've still been the number one pass defense or number two pass defense without him. So you always want to play against a guy like that, you know, so you can tell your kids stories and, you know, about the guy like that. But I'm happy he's not playing, too.
Give me one key that the Giants offense needs to do in order to put up 7 points as opposed to 3 last week like you did against Dallas, against this Pittsburgh Steelers, very good defense.
I think we just got to get more movement up front when we're running the ball. I think we could open up a couple more holes. We'd get ourselves out of third and long and get third and shorts, which is what you want to be in. You don't want to be in the third and sevens. You want to be in the third and threes, the third and fours. So if we get more movement when we're running the ball, so we could create short second and eight and second and six instead of second and 10, second and nine, I think it'll help us out a lot.
Great. Again, Martellus Bennett, Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time for our keys to the game. Paul Dottino rejoins us. And, Paul, what's the one thing the Giants need to do against the Steelers to win on Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium?
Well, you know, John, I'm going to go back to something we've used a couple of times before this year, that's sound tackling, because I believe with the yak yardage that the Steelers receivers get, and also the fact that we've talked about how Big Ben can escape sacks and make plays while people are dangling on him, my word here is clean tackling, finish, make sure you get the guy down, those kinds of things. That's what's got to happen. When the Giants get their hands on somebody, bring them to the ground.
Here's where I'm going to go with this. A little interesting. The Giants in the last three games have not really passed the ball well. And the Giants over the past season have, let's be honest, they win with Eli Manning's arm. The reason they've been able to overcome that the last few weeks is turnovers. So if Giants have a ridiculous plus-minus ratio their last three games, if they keep that up, they should be fine.
I think so, too.
Paul, thanks a lot.
Okay, John.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, Anita Marks, and Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody.
Hey, Giants fans. I'm Hakeem Nicks, wide receiver for the New York Giants. The Giants and Stop and Shop are partnering to host the annual food drive on Sunday, November 4th, when we host Pittsburgh at MetLife Stadium. Canned and non-perishable food will be collected at each of the gates. All donated items will benefit the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. As a child, my family benefited from meals from the local food bank, so please join me in supporting our neighbors in need this holiday season.